Hey, I'm Jason, and welcome to Season 3 of the Tales from the Pit podcast. Hello and welcome to Tales from the Pit, the behind the lens access to the entertainment world and the creative people involved. Today is our part two with motion picture Foley artist Sana Kelly. Hope you enjoy it. COVID happened. I assumed all of a sudden you had to just stop what you're doing. I don't know. I mean, because you guys are kind of isolated, so I don't know if that was a big impact. I mean, you just sort of said it was, but was that a long period of time where
We're kind of like the people that work with us were really close. So we kind of, during COVID, we kind of isolated together. We didn't go out. We didn't do anything. It was just all of us. And we didn't get COVID. We were just us hanging out. So a lot of the studios that's closed down, they had shows that they had to finish. So we got a lot of work at the beginning, like a lot. Oh, so wow. We slowed down for like a month and a half, but we were so glad because we were like so tired. And then later on towards the end of COVID, I got hired at Sony. They only took it because I wanted to do Spider-Man.
Oh, sweet.
And I went surfing the day before. The next day I went to work and I tested positive for COVID. So 4 hours after working there, they were like, you have to leave. I'm like, I was completely asymptomatic. So I had to isolate in my house. And, you know, it's a big deal. Football players, my boys are football players. So like, I really, really had to isolate.
Yep. So you got to work on which Spider-Man was that?
The last one. I only did 4 hours.
Oh, really? No, okay.
I didn't even take the credit. Like, come on.
Okay.
It took days and days. Like, I'm not going to take the credit. Like, no.
We had on the podcast, we had a friend of mine who was the set photographer for that movie as well, too. So he was, he had a great time on that, too, as well. So,
yeah, there was a guy that was on set that came over and was sitting there with us. I guess they had him there. They just want to make sure like no one takes pictures or anything. I don't know if they knew I had TikTok. I'm like, but I don't post unless the client tells me to.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
Usually most of the time you just see me working. I'm like, yeah, I wish I could share, but I can't.
Yeah. So, all right. So let's talk about, how are we doing on time? Are you okay for a little bit longer?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, cool. I just don't want to take up too much of your time. So let's talk about lessons learned. I mean, was there anything, I mean, in your early days that you just like, you know, now that was a good learning lesson right there. Is there anything that you would give for advice, like a lesson learned type of situation?
Well, I'm always learning lessons.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I would say just generally in life, you get put in situations that you're not comfortable. Like I tell my kids, use your words. So there's a lot of times like, you know, there were situations where, you know, they were abusive where I should have said, no, don't talk to me that way. Or no, you can't touch me, you know, when I didn't. So for everyone, like just, if someone is making you uncomfortable, like don't just sit there, like say no, like be strong. No one has the right to treat you badly.
Yep.
You know, just be strong. That's the best advice in life, you know, that I could tell anyone. And you shouldn't feel embarrassed to say no. You know, it is your right to say no. Like if you don't want to work on a project, don't work on it.
Right.
You know, if someone doesn't pay you, don't feel, I don't know, embarrassed to ask for your money. They should be embarrassed for not paying you. So right. I see a lot of young ones are like, well, I really like working with this person, but they really didn't pay me. I'm like, well, pick up the phone and say, hey, you need to pay me. They're right. Like, well, you know, I feel uncomfortable. No, they should feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great advice. I mean, That, I mean, I assume out of all of the industries, that's probably a easy industry for people to take advantage of other people, just because of all of the, you know, stardom and stuff like that. So I would assume that's probably happens or can happen quite a bit in that industry, yeah. I assume.
Well, it really happened to me like once. Like, I've been doing this for 28 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't feel comfortable to even go to pick up my check. So I'm like, you know what? It's not worth it. They can keep it.
Yeah. Well, we've been there. I've been there in similar situations as well, too. Let's sort of talk about awards. I'm not aware of what you've been nominated for, but and some people don't like talking about what they've won or haven't won or nominated, but can you talk about any awards that you have been part of or nominated for?
So Foley artists are part of last year, only 2 years ago, the HBO Awards, I don't know what it stands for, Hollywood something. There's also we just had the Golden Reels, that's Motion Pictures Editors Guild, I think. I could be wrong, but it's the Golden Reel Awards, right? Yeah. We just had that on Sunday. So basically, it's a cool one because it's like you have the TV, you have animation, you have features. It's very cool. We're nominated this time for 4 different shows. And we didn't win, but the shows that beat us were really good. Like, you know, I just feel sometimes the categories, like you have really high action with, like, you know, a cute story. Well, they really deserve to win, you know. I feel like if I lost when it's deserved, I'm like, okay, I get it. You know, like, my show was cute, emotional and stuff. But their show was like, that's a lot of work, you know.
Yeah. Can you talk about what shows you were nominated for?
I was nominated for Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, awesome.
It went against Barry, and I don't know the show that we won against. The show that beat us. I don't know that show.
Okay.
I forgot the name. But then the other category was direct to video. We did Weird Al, and it was really funny. And Women, the Movement, really, really sad. It's the story of Emmett Till. And it was like, it was a lot of Foley, a lot of emotion. It could have won, but it went up against Prey, Predator. Yeah. I'm like, yes, I get it. You know,
a lot of work in that one. Yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot of work. There's a lot of Foley. There's a lot of facts. I run into some of the winners. I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah. I'm like, what'd you win for? I was like, Prey. I'm like, oh, you beat me. He goes, I'm so sorry. I'm like, no. It was, honest to God, like, you deserved it, you know? And he was like, oh my gosh, thanks. Yeah. And then Selena Gomez documentary.
Oh, nice. Okay.
It lost against some NASCAR something, which I'm not familiar with the documentary. I don't really watch documentaries, only when they pay me to work on them. So yeah. I think it should have won because I worked on it. But
sure.
But so then I saw it's cars and stuff, so I'm sure there's a lot of work that goes into it. So
the Only Murders in the Building, do you work on the entire season or are you just doing certain episodes?
Every season. So season one, we didn't work on it. It was with another crew. And then season two on, we're doing. Yeah.
Yeah. So I love that show. That's great. I'm excited to watch the next season too. So I haven't seen it. I'm sure you've seen it many times, but I haven't seen it yet. So I'm ready.
It's good. It's one of those that you can watch again. Yeah.
Oh, good. So for a television show. All right. So they shoot the show, they edit it, get it all finished and then, and send it to you. And then you have a time frame where you got to get it out. And then after you, is it ready for release or is there still additional stuff going on after you?
No. So as they're giving it to me, you have someone cutting the dialogue. They go through and clean the dialogue. And if the lines are not clean, then the actors have to go in and do ADR where they replace their dialogue. You have someone working on backgrounds. Like if we're sitting here and it's dark, they'll add crickets or I'm indoors. They may add the sound of a fan to give you the natural ambient sound. If you're outside, birds, whatever, you know, cars by, then you have sound effects, you know, sound effects and Foley kind of go together. Like anything motorized, sound effects does it. Anything that needs to be performed is done by a Foley artist. And then music. So while we're working, other people are working on things too.
Right.
A lot of the sound effects and stuff like that, they get sometimes a pre-locked version, not locked picture, because they could start building their effects. It takes them much longer than it takes us. And then by the time we finish, everything gets sent, like when I'm done, send it to the studios who put it to the stage, the mixing stage, and everyone does the same thing. And then usually they pre-dub it, they pre-mix it, depending on the budget. And then they go through and mix it. And then they do a watch down, which means the client, director, producer, whoever wants to be involved, they sit in and watch every little thing on a big screen. I've seen them before, like,
yeah,
sitting with paper, like, ooh, no scratch. Oh, we don't like the door closed. Like, they go through every single thing. So usually they run it, they write their notes. When they're done, there's two mixers, they turn around, they discuss the changes that need to be done, and they go through and do the changes. And if they like them, then they print it and send it. And then, you know, then color correction, there's all this stuff that happens after they're done.
Yeah.
It goes to your TV.
So you'll work on something and you may not be able to physically see the final product for months or years, possibly?
Yeah, there's some stuff that they get shopped, they've never been released, or they get released years later, or but some shows I'm working on them, like I could be on episode 8 and episode 1 is airing, you know, some of them I'm working on episode like 3 and episode 1 is on. So like, you know, you're chasing the network, like you gotta go.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you prefer certain genres, or you just, is it whatever feels right to you, or is there certain things you like to do versus other things?
I pick my, like, it's usually the clients is what I like.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Based
on the client. I mean, horror movies, I really don't like, but I like working on them because they're really creative and fun.
Yeah.
But just sit and watch them at home. No.
Yeah.
I can imagine. I tell my husband, romantic comedy or romantic comedy together.
Yeah.
So, but then I love working on action because it's fun. You get to run, you get to like make things explode, you know? So, yeah. So I like them all, but the main thing, what makes and breaks it for me is client. Like if someone I worked with was an absolute nightmare, they call me, I'll either tell them, no, sorry, you're a nightmare, or like, I'm busy.
Yeah.
Depends on my feeling that day.
Okay. I certainly understand that. When it comes to where you are now, so you have so much projects and stuff like that going on. Are you able to plan stuff in the future? So like, you know, maybe next year I want to do this stuff or anything like that. Or is it just have such an intake of clients that you just don't have any time to plan anything?
So what we do, we take turns. Usually in the summer, I like to do a summer vacation with my kids.
Yeah.
My husband and kids, that's like a big thing. We take a week and we go on vacation. We look forward to it. It's our bonding. That's when vacation mom is out, which the kids love vacation mom. She doesn't have rules as long as you're safe, you know? So that's really important to do. Usually like to go to Caribbean like places and stuff, or nice. You know. And then what we do is we take turns because it's really important that everyone goes on vacation. Unfortunately, I mean, we would love to all of us at Real Foley Sound vacation together, and it's our dream too, because we really like each other, but we're like, we can't because we have a lot of projects. So we're hoping that maybe in the future we'll take a week where we all don't work and vacation together. But yeah, so we take turns. Like Matt and I can never take vacation at the same time. But we have also Adam DeCoster, who's my co-creator on the show, who's also amazing. He covers for me too when I go on vacation. We don't go on vacation at the same time.
Yeah. So. I mean, it makes sense. Yeah, totally. All right. So I guess you've kind of covered it. I don't know what else there is to cover on Foley. I mean, you've kind of covered everything. I mean, you got such a unique experience. I think that was great. I'm a fan of your work. But, two things. I'm a fan of what you do because I sort of am a little bit into that genre, into that industry a little bit, but I'm also a fan of my boy and I, he's 9 years old. We love watching your Instagrams because the sound effects you are making, you have several things where you're like making a sound effect and you're like, all right, what is that sound? What is that for? And stuff like that.
Yeah.
We really enjoy watching that and kind of guessing, oh, that must be this thing or that thing and stuff like that. Yeah. So where can people go? Where are you on the socials? Where do people go to learn more about you and all that stuff?
So Real Foley Sound, R-E-E-L Foley, F-O-L-E-Y Sound for Instagram, TikTok. Sometimes I post on YouTube, but not much. I just haven't figured it out. And Twitter sometimes, but not that much. But my main two socials, I have TikTok and Instagram. Once in a blue moon, I do Facebook. So that's where I'm at a lot. And I go live a lot on TikTok. Also I have a workshop. If you go to, either TikTok or Instagram, you go to my bio, you're going to see that I have a workshop. It's a Zoom workshop.
Yep.
So that's usually good. Out of the last workshops, I got 3 people that are working with me now. Like I actually trained them. So they're good.
Can you tell me more about the workshop? What is involved? What's actually happening during that?
So, people are like interested in Foley. Either they want to do it or they're curious. So basically we kind of try to keep it about 40 people. And we have Arnold, my mixer, Jordan's my other mixer, Matt and I. Matt, 2 Foley artists, 2, most of the time that's what we have, 2 Foley artists and 2 mixers. I'm always there, you know, for all of them. And a lot of times I get to pick the people that I potentially want to train. Because I get to see personality. I give them also homework to see if they're gonna do it. They don't have to sound good. I just see that they did it. I wasn't good. So it would be unfair to expect them to be good. Sure. But I could see like they have a drive. They actually tried it. Like they were the first ones to do their homework, you know, and I'll give them corrections and they do the corrections and send me back. Then if I'm impressed, then I send it to the rest of the crew. Then we'll be like, okay, then they chime in and start saying what to do. And then that's what happened with Iris. Then we invited her to come here so we can meet her in person to make sure she's not crazy. And, you know, because you got to stay work with them every day. You know, happy, bubbly people that want to do it, you know, because you could make money at anything. Just pick something you love.
Right.
And you don't want miserable people like bringing negativity to your happy bubble, you know? So we hire them, but some people just really want to know. And what's cool, like when I go live, yeah, I could read what you're saying, but on Zoom, you could kind of see them. So we'll talk about how we each got started. Then I give a studio tour. Then we talk about cueing, how it's cued. So you get to see the mixer side too. And the mixers get to talk and explain. Then we talk about miking. We go through, show our shoes, and we do a scene where they can see everything. Like Matt and I will do a scene. And also you get to see how the mixers are working. And then we end it with just Q&A, you know. It's fun because it's so nice to see people. Like their questions are really cool.
I think that's great because there's so, as you said, when you started, there's really... It's a mystery what you do for, most people don't even know it exists, but for those who do, it's a mystery on how it's done and you know, all that sort of stuff. So that's great. And once again, where do people go for that?
So if you go to, like, you go to www.realfoleysound.com, like a movie reel, Foley, F-O-L-E-Y.com, or you can go to any of my socials and he has it there. The other thing too, where, one of my friends, I worked with him, Adam DeCoster. He's done every like big feature. We co-created a show that got picked up. Can't really talk into the details, but the people that signed up for a workshop, that's going to come in handy. Like it doesn't cost you anything to sign up. So sign up because you may be entered to something very, very cool.
Oh, nice. All right. Cool. All right. So without giving any details, can you tell me how it the conception of creating your own stuff? I mean, was that something you always wanted to do? Or is it just like, hey, I have an idea and we have people to do it?
Yeah, Adam and I were working and he's like, hey, do you want to do a show together? I'm like, I don't know. I want to make sure you're not crazy for it. Don't talk to me about it yet. He's like, what? I'm like, I want to make sure you're not crazy. People turn crazy after 3 months. Like, let's work together some more. And then right. I'm like, I don't want to hear it. Because I always, like, I knew I was going to create something, you know, because I'm always looking for something else. Like, you know, I'll get bored doing the same thing, right? So, then after a few months, I'm like, okay, let's talk show. So I want to do like a competition show. What are your thoughts? And he's like, that's what I was going to talk to you about. I'm like, okay, let's talk. So we sat down and then, you know, we're now with Project X Entertainment. They're the ones that did the last Scream movies and stuff. So they're our friends that are working with us on that.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. Now, did you guys write it out and everything? Or did you so you guys are the creative part behind the whole thing. All right, cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And,
of course, things change and, you know, people get involved and production and production companies get involved. And
you probably have no clue, but is there any deadline of when that would be or when the plan is for it to be released or anything like that?
It's coming.
It's coming. Okay, cool. I guess we'll have to just wait and see. Yeah. Cool. I'm excited to hear. Yeah,
the workshop too. The only reason we're charging is because we want people that are serious to come in. We don't want anyone. And we're like, what's the price that's not going to be too pricey? And it's not going to be, you know, too cheap either, because we want people that are serious about it. So we do for like $100. I mean, I know some people that do like thousands. I'm like, I'm not trying to be rich off it. I just want people that are serious, not going to goof around.
Yep. I mean, that's really good. Cause I actually belong to several film communities that is not even close to what they charge. So
great. I know how much a lot of them charge and I'm not doing it for that. I just appreciate when people have the love for it and passion. And I try to answer a lot of questions when I'm live. A lot of questions I try to answer them, but I can't always because I'm also working. You know, I'm like, okay, I'm coming live, but I'm working. So I'm going to ignore you a little bit. But when you see me really close to the screen, I'm going to answer your question.
Yep. Nice. Nice. I've seen that many times. Well, cool. Anything else you want to talk about at all or anything?
Is there something I should be talking about?
I just didn't know if there's anything specific you wanted to just mention or anything like that, because I just wasn't aware of or anything like that.
I'm not trying to plug anything.
All right, cool. Well, I appreciate that.
I mean, the only reason I like people ask me, why do you open TikTok? I think a big part of me, I was really sad by how people were not trying to help me when I was trying to learn, like, shut off the lights and this and that. And I had some Foley artists call me and say, how dare you share our craft?
Oh, really?
And I said, oh, can you please tell me what sound did you teach me? Because I go take it down.
Well, okay, yeah.
Answer that. If you taught me anything, I'll be more than happy to take it down.
Yeah. So that's an interesting point. The industry where it was when you started in the industry today is very, very different from at least the outside experience I have. For you, and I assume, I'm just completely assuming, but I'm assuming that back in the day, it was probably more male dominated.
Absolutely.
And now that's very different in all parts of most industries. Was that a challenge?
I think it's still less than 10%.
Oh, is it really? Okay.
Females, I think.
Really?
With Foley, it's more like, I think it's more even. But, you know, having said that, like, when I hire people, like, I don't look at them if they're males or females.
Right.
You know, it happens I have two female mixers. I have two male mixers. You know, it was by accident. I'm not going to discriminate because I have all boys. My husband has two boys. I have two boys. I have four boys. And I'm not going to not hire them because they're boys.
Right.
You know, I'm going to hire who does the best work.
Right. Yeah,
you know? Absolutely. And I don't care their sexual orientation. I don't care their religious belief. But it just so happened at the Real Foley Sound, we're all so diverse. You know, and I'm not not gonna hire you because you're white. I'm not gonna hire you because you're not white.
Right.
It has nothing to do with it. Like, it's, you're a good human, you're a hard worker, you're passionate about life and work, and that's why you're gonna get hired.
Yep. Yeah, that's great. I'm not in that industry, but I do obviously talk with people in the industry, and they're just, you know, there's so much change in regards to like unions and how they've been involved and stuff like that. And, mm-hmm. you know, all the different people are really, there's just so many creative people that just never got an opportunity in the past that are now finally, yeah. Everyone sort of has an opportunity now if they put in the work, like you said, if they're, you know, yeah. really making an effort and all that stuff. So that's really cool.
And the Foley artists, we're part of the local 700 union. It's the editors guild, you know, so, okay. And then, you know, from, I see them all the time sending emails. I have them reaching out to me. How can I make it better? You know, first I'd be like, what do you mean? Like, are you trying to copy like my business model? Like, explain. Like, so then I want to, like, because I was put in situations where it wasn't safe for me and stuff like that. So I'm like, yeah, I'm more than happy to sit in and give advice on how to make it safer. I don't want to say just women, so to make it safer for any human, that's yep. any person, like, you know, because people say women, men and women. I have my children, they're in their 20s. They're still, you know, I don't want them to get hurt, just like you don't want your girl to get hurt.
Right.
So yeah, I want it safe for everyone. So anything I could like do to help, I always meet with whoever wants to meet. And, you know, I do a lot of, I speak for a lot of colleges and high schools and junior high schools. Like, they don't do Zoom, they do something different. But yeah. I always tell them, like, you know, just don't put, people are scared of the industry for some reason. And I'm like, there are good and bad people everywhere. Just, you know, be safe.
Yeah. For someone who's interested in getting into the entertainment industry, maybe for Foley, maybe for other things as well, would you recommend anything specific for them? Other than the advice you just gave, obviously, mm-hmm. but would you recommend, should they go to school? Should they move to California? Should they do whatever? Any thoughts on any of that?
Yeah, I actually do, because I get asked that a lot.
Yeah.
For me, I think when people want to learn Foley, I'm like, don't just focus on going to Foley stage to learn. You know, try, if there's a music studio near you, go to the music studio and learn how, you know, everything is done. Learn how your mixes, learn, understand the mic, understand sound, understand everything. Don't just be like, oh, I'm going to do Foley or nothing. Also, be helpful. Like, when I went, I'm like, hey, I could really sweep, I could make coffee, you know, but I have people who's like, so I want to learn from you. Do you have a paid internship? Wait, you want me to pay you to watch me and slow me down? You know, like, that's a thing. I'm like, a lot of studios can do that, but there are other studios that could have you, okay, you're going to be answering phones and doing this and doing that. And then, yeah, absolutely. They have paid internships. Yeah. Like that. Big studios have stuff like that, which is helpful. Be a good person. Doing this for 28 years, the person that's handing you work orders, one day will be your boss. They go from like the person that's cleaning your floor will be your boss.
Yep.
Be a good person. All the time, you know, like, there's no reason for you to be mean to anyone that's a little bit beneath you. Treat people like you want to be treated at all time. Treat everyone as if they're a boss.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Whatever, you know, and then they remember you. They're like, oh, I remember when you like this and that. And you make friends for life that way too.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people I've talked to have said, oh yeah, I worked with so-and-so way back in the day, and then they became this director or this whatever or some stuff like that. So yeah, that happens quite frequently from what I understand.
Oh, many times. I work for people that were handing me paperwork, and now one of the top dubbing mixers.
Yeah.
You know, awesome. They're walking all shy. I'm like, hey, do you want to come and see Foley? Like, you know, just be good. And then when they have to choose from you or someone else, guess what? They're going to choose you.
Yep. You get a nice relationship with them. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. These relationships.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I'll say that, you know, from I started doing as a boom operator way back years ago and kind of worked my way through all the different jobs and, you know, on a low budget local films and stuff like that. So I, as you said, I think it's really, really valuable to learn all the different aspects of the industry that you are interested in, because those are really going to improve your understanding of what needs to be done and the actual, you know, the overall big picture and not just this one little component of it. So yeah, I think that you're right.
Learn as much as you can. You could add that to your resume, which will studios are more likely to hire you. For me, also, if you go to school, is a big thing, audio school and stuff, because you can afford, if you don't have a good resume, I look at schooling too, because it showed me, oh, they at least committed to something. Yeah. They woke up every day, went to school, got a degree. But if not, you have a resume. You did something that you committed to, because I had so many people, everyone in my family, I can do Foley. They come and waste my life for 2 weeks. And they're like, oh, if I had one more week, I could have done it. I'm like, no, it's hard.
Yep.
It's really, really hard.
Yep.
It looks easy because I've been doing it for 28 years. Like, but when I first started, I couldn't do it.
Yep.
I don't expect you to. I say input will give you output. You put in the work, you're going to become a good, I mean, yep. Unless, you know, I mean, I haven't seen anyone that really tried hard. That's not good.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. I mean, I completely agree with you. And most of the success stories are that they put the time in, they put the effort and they learn as much as they could. Yeah, absolutely.
And yeah. I'm still learning. I mean, the people that just start doing Foley, I go sit in with them. I'm like, hey, go pull a prop. Why did you pull that? I'm like, oh my God, that's great. And I'm learning from my TikTok and Instagram. When I say, guess that sound, you guys are coming up with ideas that are incredible. And I used some of them when I was trying. I'm like, I don't know what that sound. I'm like, oh my God, someone guessed that. And usually comment, oh, that's really great. I use it next time. Yeah. I literally have used it the next time. And that's why I love guess that sound.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, it's really entertaining in general. Like I said, me and my boy love watching it. So it's,
I'll start doing more of those.
Yeah, those are great.
I start doing a little bit of like a bunch of little pieces so people see, because people say, what is Foley? So I'll do like kissing and I'll do bed movement and I'll do this and I'll do that, you know?
Yep.
So like they see a bunch of snippets or just drinking like some, or just a hand pack. So it's like, yeah, that's Foley too. You know?
That's awesome. Yeah. Those are great. So we'll wind it down here. So when you're not working, do you have things that you, shows that you like to watch? Is there anything that, you know, if you have time, are you into certain shows? I mean, you mentioned,
watching shows.
Yeah. Well, yeah, obviously. I mean, for me, Only Murders in the Building is one of the ones I like to watch as well. But is there anything that sticks out for you that you like?
Have you watched Ted Lasso?
I watched.
I'm going to hang up if you said no. I'm going to hang up if you say no.
I have started.
Okay, good.
But I haven't got too far in it yet. I have actually a long queue of shows that I'm working my way through, and that is in that queue.
There's Ted Lasso as a cleaning lady, there's Flight Attendant, Riverdale, those are all great. Kung Fu, you know, there's, oh my God, I don't want to forget other people. But there's a lot of them, but I'm like, I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about them yet.
Oh, there's, yeah, okay.
So many that are not out yet.
Okay.
So many that are not out.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah, I mean, you're working on such awesome stuff too. Those are all really, really
good. But I have to say, I met a lot of the cast from Ted Lasso, like Jason Sudeikis and like everyone last year at the Emmy party. And my gosh, they are all so nice.
Yeah.
I've never met such a positive group of people. Like, you know, like, them. Everyone kept introducing me to Jason. He's like, oh my gosh, I met her. I'm like, yeah. Like, you know, so we're just talking about everything and nothing, you know, everyone is so nice. And even like when we're working, the editors, the pictures editors are so nice. And we talk all the time when normally we don't talk to picture editors, we don't see them or anything. It's just like, and the supervisor, Brent, he's just so great, like always communicating. All of my supervisors are amazing. You know, they're always communicating. It's just like really nice. It's the only place, the only people that I met in person, like actors, like all of them in one go. It's nice to see that you're working with good people.
Yeah. I've heard great thing. I obviously never met any of those, but I heard great things about that show and the crew as well. Cause I have, other people, like I said, on the show that I've talked to that have worked with a few of those people. And they're like, those are some of the nicest people.
Yeah.
For that award show, were you like nervous for that? Or is that no big deal? Or is that?
No, I don't get nervous because there's so much talent out there. You know, like a lot of the shows are great and some of them budgets are great too. Some people get like 3 months to do a show, other people get 10 days.
Yeah.
So it's not really a fair assessment of what they're able to do. But the people that end up winning, I never said, oh, they don't deserve it. Never said that. Everyone that won, I'm like, well, and then sometimes I'm like, I don't remember that. Then I go and watch it. I'm like, yeah, that was a really solid win. You know, that was good.
Yeah.
You know, but of course, when it's happening, I'm like, oh, I just want to win, you know.
Of course, yeah.
And they tell us they're all winners. I'm like, excuse me, I want a trophy.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that is in the future because of the work you have so much work and you're working on so many good projects. So I'm sure that there's something in the future for there for nominations and stuff. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say thank you so much for taking the time. I've kind of took at least an hour of your time, which I wasn't planning on doing. So, but thank you so much for your time. And I really love the TikToks and the Instagrams and then obviously love the productions you're doing on TV and the movies and stuff. So again, people can get you on Instagram. Go ahead and give that one more time for me.
Real Foley Sound, like a movie reel, R-E-E-L, Foley, F-O-L-E-Y, Sound. S-O-U-N-D, yeah.
And that's on
Instagram. Yep. I go more live on TikTok than Instagram, but sometimes I go on at the same time.
Yep.
I get confused who to look at. So.
Hey, thanks for watching part 2 with our guest, Sana Kelly. We hope you enjoyed it. You can check out our other guests, our other episodes, and all your favorite podcast locations. You can also watch on YouTube, search for Tales from the Pit podcast. Go to our website, talesfromthepit.net. I'm Jason Levasseur. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you on the next one. This episode was edited and produced by me, Jason Levasseur. Visit talesfromthepit.net for more episodes just like this.
Alex from the Chainsmokers, I posted, hey, we're looking for a tour photographer. Like, if you have any recommendations, send them. But I was on site when he did it. Like, he was on site, I was on site. His trailer was like 30 feet from our content trailer. I walked out and I was like, hello, I'm here. Why aren't you asking me? And he said, he was like, I thought you'd be too busy with all these festivals. I was like, I mean, I kind of am, but we can still talk about it.
Yeah.
And that's where it kind of sparked it, or, you know, I threw it out there. I was like, I want to do this. So if it's anything available, just let me know and I'll work things out. And this was June. And then in August is when they, you know, he was like, hey, do you want to come on tour? And this was 2015. And I was like, yes, I had a festival that weekend and I put someone else. I was like, nope. I'm not going to say no to this tour. I had another one of my colleagues cover for me. And I did that tour, and that's, you know, what are we, almost eight years later?
Yep.
It started from, does anyone know anybody who can tour? And I saw it. I was editing and I saw his post pop up and I stopped editing. I walked out and I was like, yes, this guy here.